If you leave this part out of your Christian life, there's just going to be something missing. And people are going to start asking you questions that you never knew. And you're like, man, I didn't know anyone even thought that way. And that's a good way to go, I don't know the answer to that question. I'll get back to it. And I have learned and sharpened my faith based on questions that people have asked. You guys have sharpened my response to things. It forces me to go back into the scripture. But that I talk to the lost, that's a part of bearing fruit. You know, we have a responsibility to get that gospel message out. We got to let the rocks would cry out if no one else was willing. Welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today we're finishing up this small series on spiritual health, mental health, about the four talks. And we're going to talk about the fourth one today, kind of wrapping it all up. So if you remember, I talk to God, and that's through prayer. God talks to me, that's through Bible study. I talk to fellow believers, that's church fellowship. It doesn't have to be at church, but if you have a church that's clear, you should be going. And if you don't have a church that's clear, you should create one. That's my opinion there. But we encourage one another, we exhort one another, all that. And then finally, I talk to the lost. This is the big one. This is evangelism. And let me just say, if you want to sharpen the whole why do I believe what I believe question, go share the gospel. Share it with love, okay? I'm not saying you go on a street corner and start screaming at people. They're going to burn in hell. That's not the right approach. You should be approaching people in love. I always like the favorable attention principle. See, because of what the New Testament instructs me to do, well, because of what Jesus has told me to do, I find it easier to start conversations with people because I genuinely care about them. I don't know who they are, what they've done, none of that. But I know that Jesus died for them. And if Jesus died for them, then I want to make sure they know that. So, you know, for example, if I'm at Home Depot getting some lights or something and there's a guy next to me, I might, you know, just find something to comment on. Like I look at clothing. I see like, does he have a Tampa Bay Rays logo or maybe a Bucks logo or a Lightning thing, you know, all that. And if there's something I can comment on knowing about those teams, I can start a conversation. I'm not going to go up to somebody at the, you know, at Home Depot and just full face, you know, just attack them. Be like, you know where you're going to go when you die? Like without any kind of warm-up conversation. Like, let's try to, you know, have favorable attention. When I used to go soul winning at the malls around here, I would open up with, hey, I've got some great news for you, you know, or can I ask you a question? Do you know where you're going to go when you die? Have you ever thought about that? And usually that worked. But most of the time I found favorable attention is a good thing. But I have a willingness to do that because I'm instructed to. And this is what I want you to see as far as the instruction is concerned. 1 Thessalonians 2:4. But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. This is very important. Now, Paul's talking about himself and the apostles here, but I think this is true for us too. There's an expectation for us to bear the gospel message to the word. It's the to the world. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And when you think about soul winning, there's many different ways to do that. You know, I like the favorable attention route, so I want to talk to somebody, and let's say I mention, you know, something favorably and the conversation isn't going anywhere. I use this. You can see this right here. This is what we call a gospel tract. There's many different tracts out there, and the goal of these is to have information that is necessary for a person to understand so that they can change their mind, resulting in salvation. They put their trust in Jesus Christ. Now, this one here, I've done this before, like at drive-thrus or at restaurants, and the waiter or the person in the drive-thru window seems busy. I'll just, when I hand them the track, I hand it to them like this. So I'm pointing up to the question, am I going to heaven? And I say, I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but you can know it. And usually I'll pause for a sec to see if they say anything, and if they're not giving me anything after that, I'll just open it up before I give it to them, and I say, you also look like a pretty smart person. Now, this was not my idea. This is a guy, a friend of mine named Michael Brown, who had, I heard him say this, and I was like, I got to use that. That's really good. But I'll look at him and say, now, you look like a pretty smart person, so I think you can pass a one-question quiz. And in this track, there's a quiz. The quiz is, check all the options you think are necessary to get to heaven. And it goes through, keep the Ten Commandments, be sorry and confess your sins, sincerely do your best, stop sinning, do good deeds, give money to a church, blah, 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 blah. And then the last one is, trust in Christ as my only hope. We made a digital version of this on YouTube. Some of you may have seen this. But I'll point to that and say, you look like a pretty smart person. I think you could pass a one-question quiz. Take this quiz and don't stop taking it until you pass. And then I hand it to him. I say, my name's on the back. Our church phone number's back there. If you have any questions, feel free to call me. Now, no one's ever called me. Okay, so you may say, well, this isn't working. But people are intrigued when I give this to them. So if I can't get a conversation going with somebody, I have these ready to go. You can get some too. We sell these. We're getting to the point where we're not going to be selling them. We're just going to be doing by donation. I don't know when that day is coming. It's coming soon. But you can get a pack of 100 of these for about $5. We'll send them to you. And if money's an issue, just let us know. We'll find a way to get these to you, okay? We're not going to gatekeep it because they're $5. But you can get these to other people. And it's got great stuff. It goes through why, you know, 1 through 9 is not the correct answer. The correct answer is trust in Christ alone. And it says, what should I do? Doesn't it make sense to trust the only one who came back from the dead as your only hope of going to heaven? Right now, believe that he paid for your sins. And we quote 1 John 5:13. Then we write on the back here, which is one of my favorite lines, Christ died, that's history. Christ died for me, that's salvation. And then we encourage people, now that I believe, God will never cast you out or lose you. If you obey, you'll receive reward. If you disobey, you'll be chastened. And then we encourage people to come check us out. Have these on you at all times and be willing to give them out. See, that's what I think the difference is. People are like, I'm not good at soul winning. Well, how do you view people? You know, if you view them as annoying sinners that are just stuck in their sin and they're never going to change their mind, well, how can you love others then? You know, aren't you glad that Jesus didn't look at you that way? I'm glad that he died on the cross for me. Let's go back to scripture a little bit more here. Acts 4:10 says, be it known unto you all and all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you whole. That is, be it known unto you all. Peter is proclaiming that to Israel, and he goes on to proclaim it to Cornelius and the Gentiles, you know? 1 Corinthians 2:2, for I am determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. This is the great Pharisaical trained Paul telling the port city of Corinth, I don't want to be known by anything else except Jesus and him crucified. Boy, that's good. So this one, I think, is a very important talk. And, you know, here's the thing. I've heard people say, well, I don't have the gift of evangelism. I don't really know how valid that is. I do believe that people have gifts to talk to people and just have a natural segue into conversation. But I don't think giving the gospel is a gift. I think that's an expectation. It's something we're supposed to do. So that doesn't mean that I'm expecting shy people to all of a sudden abandon their shyness and become great public speakers. But you should have these. You know, these are great. They can do a lot of the work for you. And si habla español. Now, that's all I can say in Spanish. But we do have Spanish ones of these, too. And we have an English as a Second Language program here at the church that meets on Tuesday evenings. We're recording this on a Tuesday, so they'll be meeting here tonight. And we teach English through the gospel. And people have come to faith in Christ because of an English as a Second Language program. But everything that we do here at Calvary, our VBS program, our Awana program, our ranch program, all of that is focused on getting people to trust Christ. That's our whole thing. And I encourage people to go soul winning. We have a soul winning program. And that's a big part of our ministry. If you leave this part out of your Christian life, there's just going to be something missing. And people are going to start asking you questions that you never knew. And you're like, man, I didn't know anyone even thought that way. And that's a good way to go, I don't know the answer to that question. I'll get back to it. And I have learned and sharpened my faith based on questions that people have asked. You guys have sharpened my response to things. It forces me to go back into the scripture. But that I talk to the lost, that's a part of bearing fruit. You know, we have a responsibility to get that gospel message out. We got to let the rocks would cry out if no one else was willing. But, you know, you think of Yankee Arnold. Some of y'all know Yankee. You may have even come to our channel on recommendation from him. That man is in his 80s, as is his wife. And they are still going out and doing the same thing they were doing 40, 50 years ago. Giving the gospel. You know, giving the gospel. So I encourage you to make that a part of your Christian routine. Now, these four things, prayer, Bible study, Christian fellowship, evangelism, you just work on these every day. You may not lead somebody to Christ every day. You might. That's not the goal. The goal is not, don't measure your success based on how people respond. Measure your success by how willing you are to go and actually go do it. You know, that's the success measurement. Work on these things every day. Find time to pray. Find time to read the Bible. Encourage a brother and sister in Christ and go reach the lost. You just keep doing this day by day. You will grow. It'll happen. Because you'll find out in your fellowship with other people, you got some things you got to work on. Maybe you have some anger. Maybe you have some bitterness or whatever it may be, and you got to work on it. You find out in evangelism, there are things, there are cold spots in the Bible that you're not familiar with. You need to study more, and you're going to go study. I'm breaking out on a smile because I have experienced this, and it just has been so beneficial. I look at these as almost four pillars of my growth. But the center of it all, the foundation of it all, is the Lord and his love for me. I love Jesus, and I want to give back to him. And his instruction was to love others, and so I will. And I encourage you to do the same. If you have questions about any of this, reach out to us. I'm more than happy to share it with you. In the future, we'll show you a little bit more about our Heaven Tract in English and in Spanish. We'll show you some other, like the wallet illustration that you can learn and recite to people. There's other things, the wordless book. Most of the times, the wordless book is pretty innocuous. Sometimes people change it. You know, the green page, they're like, oh, this is growth. And if you're not growing, you're not safe, blah, blah, blah. But there are tools you can use. With kids, the gospel hand, you know, there's five different points that you can share with kids and they can, you know, come to faith in Christ. We'll go and we'll do a series on that, probably on our regular like Q&A videos. But don't let that stop you. You got Ephesians 2:8-9. You got John 3:16. You can lead somebody to Christ. If you got a question, send it to us. questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. This has been a real pleasure. I hope it's beneficial to you. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Take care and God bless. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.